Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, March 10, 2026. We're going to have a feature on tourism attractions of Buenos Aires. We're going to have tango music. We're going to have the DX supplement of every week. And we're going to be introducing the artist of the day, the most important charango player of all times, a key figure in the history of folk music, the late Jaime Torres. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let's get started right away with the music. This is a track by Los Rodríguez, a live version of A Los Ojos, To Your Eyes.
Thank you. RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
For most people, Buenos Aires means basically tango. There are good reasons that explain why this city and its music have become synonyms. The tango expresses, like no other music, the spirit of a capital where millions of immigrants have blended their history and feelings with those of Argentina, the country that so kindly welcomed them.But visitors can find much more in Buenos Aires. For example, a charming city, proud of its parks and monuments. A city that knew how to embellish its downtown profile with dozens of towers and domes. A metropolis which rushes and bustles in the financial quarters, but loves the pleasant quietness of the old neighborhood backyards.A city that gets excited by shopping at luxurious malls and enjoys the simple ritual of drinking coffee at the old bar in the neighborhood. A city that dearly treasures the old houses and stone-paved streets in the south and shows off in the north, reflecting the sky on the glass walls of modern buildings. A Buenos Aires that devotes much time to explore literary novelties and takes pleasure in giving support to hundreds of art exhibitions.And becomes full of thundering cheers at soccer stadiums where multitudes cheer their favorite teams. The modern together with the old. The quiet near the restless. The distinguished next to the ordinary. All different and yet all blending in. A capital in which diversity became the most charming characteristic.Charming, like the tango, as beautiful as her women. Buenos Aires appeals to the heart. A communicated port, cosmopolitan, and open to all philosophical and artistic trends, Buenos Aires has an intense cultural activity. The calendar includes more than 2,000 annual events. There are plastic arts exhibitions, concerts, ballet performances, cinema and theater festivals, and a great number of contests and competitions, organized by official and private institutions.There is a growing number of shows in parks, squares, and soccer stadiums. In addition, there is a full program of business and scientific congresses, seminars, and exhibitions, which in many cases are international. These events convoke thousands of foreign visitors who sustain the marked growth of the hotel business. Guests get in touch with a capital that normally exceeds their expectations.The city has more than 70 different types of museums, around 150 public libraries, a number which is duplicated if private institutions and educational institutes are included. The International Fair, the Book, from the author to the reader, is one of the most important in its type around the world and shows the importance of the publishing business, which has made Buenos Aires one of the main centers of the Spanish-American book. During the month of April each year, contact between authors and readers is promoted, and the fair becomes a privileged environment for conferences and debates. The creative rhythm of local artists supports the activity of art galleries, large in number, even for a big city. There are more than 50 galleries devoted to the exhibition and sale of paintings, sculptures, engravings, drawings, tapestry, and other plastic arts. Visitors are also surprised by the dimension of the antiques business, which includes simple objects used by the popular classes in the old times to magnificent works produced by European artists and firms. This abundance is a result of the large purchasing power of the aristocracy of Buenos Aires from 1880 to 1930, when entire families used to stay for long periods in Europe, buying objects with the money produced by their wealthy farms in Argentina. Among the buildings that characterize the 9 de Julio Avenue, none is so well known as the Teatro Colón, one of the most important in the world of opera. It is located less than 200 meters from the Obelisco and occupies the block where the city's central railway station used to stand in the past. It is one of the most harmonious buildings in Buenos Aires, the product of the wealthiest period of Argentina, which explains why it is entirely monumental. The auditorium, 75 meters long and of semi-circular form, is the largest of its type in the world and provokes admiration for its exceptional acoustics. The public is distributed in 632 orchestra seats and 142 balconies, which together accommodate 2,500 people. The golden and garnet colors predominate in the decoration, illuminated by dozens of Belle Époque lights. The 700 lamps of the central chandelier has a diameter of 7 meters and weighs 2,500 kilos. There is space enough for 20 musicians or for the personnel in charge of special effects. When it is raised, it is lodged in the center of a great dome painted by Master Raúl Soldi. Out of sight from the public, in three underground floors that extend under the Avenue 9 de Julio, next to Arturo Toscanini Street, a citadel operates which combines sculpture, scenery, tailors and shoemaker shops, entirely devoted to the staging of opera and ballet. The Museum of Lyric Art and Musical Instrument remains permanently open to the public. For decades, the Colón has been a part of the circuit of large concert halls in the world, and the list of orchestras, conductors, choreographers, ballet and opera stars who have performed on its stage includes the most important international figures. In addition, the Colón Theater trains professionals and has its own artistic staff. Its High Institute of Arts is a renowned place for singers, musicians, and dancers. It has given fame to international celebrities such as Julio Boca or Paloma Herrera, among others. The main facade of the Colón Theater faces the large Plaza Lavalle, which occupies an area of three blocks with immense trees growing there for more than a century. A few steps from there is the Federal Law Palace, site of the judicial power of the nation. And two blocks to the north, on Córdoba Avenue, the Teatro Nacional Cervantes is where various plays are staged, generally from the classical repertoire. It is the site of the Argentine Official Comedy Theater and the National Theater Museum, utilized for the presentation of new books as well as for conferences and seminars. Buenos Aires is one of the largest Spanish-speaking cities. Almost 3 million people live here, including the vast Greater Buenos Aires area, where population figures reach 11 million. There are more than 15,000 industrial plants, 100,000 shops of all types and categories, and most of the financial services of the country. As capital of the Republic, it concentrates most of the major central administration agencies and is the site of the three federal powers, with headquarters at the Government House, also known as the Casa Rosada, the National Congress Building, and the Federal Law Courts Palace. Located on the west bank of the River Plate, the city enjoys a pleasant climate with an average annual temperature of 17 degrees centigrade, a mild winter, and warm summers, which may register temperatures above 30 degrees centigrade. But the name Buenos Aires has nothing to do with climatic conditions. It derives from the devotion its founders felt for the Virgin Bonaria, protector of Mediterranean sailors. Its origin goes back to 1536, when Pedro de Mendoza built a precarious fortress by the river. Abandoned 5 years later and founded again in 1580 by Juan de Garay, its presence guaranteed the domain of the Spanish Empire in the River Plate and its immense territories. The strategic location and the impressive cattle raising on the vast pastures of the Pampas were the keys to development. Slowly, the initial group of houses made of mud and straw made Buenos Aires one of the most important cities in the Spanish Empire in America. At the end of the 18th century, it was designated capital of the Viceroyalty of the River Plate. With the May 1810 revolution, Buenos Aires initiated a process that led to the end of the Spanish dominion in South America. And in 1880, after a long period of civil confrontations, it became the capital of the Republic. Since that moment, Buenos Aires attracted capital investors and witnessed the settlement of industries, railways, power plants, and gigantic port works. At the same time, parks and avenues were drawn. Streets were stone paved, subways were built, and one of the largest tramway networks in the world was laid on its territory. The development absorbed multitudes of European immigrants to the extent that during many years, foreigners were more numerous than Argentine inhabitants. The boom of commerce and administration contributed to the emergence of a vast middle class, which strongly characterizes this city, and the development of culture accompanied this process. Together with the evolution of theater, journalism, literature, fine arts, and music, a new phenomenon, the tango, conferred a distinct profile to Buenos Aires. Reflection of the nostalgic and frequently skeptical vision of life typical of the porteños, the tango played a decisive role in the identity of Buenos Aires. It was a result of the transformation experienced by the city when a powerful European immigration stream merged with the heritage of Spaniards, natives, and black inhabitants from earlier centuries. It originated anonymously in brothels and in suburban settlements towards 1880, constituting for decades a marginal and censorable music interpreted by trios of violin, flute, and guitar. Around 1900, the bandoneon, with its sad and melancholic sound, joined the tango, never to abandon it. Although the bandoneon is of German origin, the tango adapted its harmonious eloquence to express the feelings of Buenos Aires, and it finally became the most typical tango instrument. Later on, other instruments were incorporated, and large tango orchestras were formed, but no musical group ever omits the bandoneon. At the beginning, the tango was danced only by men, but very soon it was adopted by couples, who danced close together like no other dancers had dared to until then.
Yo soy del barrio de tres esquinas.
Tangos with lyrics, tangos to be sung, appeared around 1915 and were definitely epitomized by Carlos Gardel.
Rinconcito arrabalero con el toldo de estrella de tu patio que quiero.
A singer with a prodigious voice and extraordinary interpretation talents, who after his death, at a plane accident, became a virtual national hero for Argentines in general and for porteños in particular. From its common and somewhat sinful origin until its acceptance at ballrooms and its international success, the tango passed through various periods. Its lyrics at the beginning, descriptive and simple, reached high poetic levels afterwards. And without abandoning the characteristic quadruple time, the musical compositions were enriched, accompanied by the social evolution of Buenos Aires. Nothing reflects the city of open yards, ornamental gratings, and stone-paved streets so well as the tangos of the so-called Guardia Vieja, or Old Guard. Few tangos invite so much to dance as those popularized by the orchestras of the 40s and 50s. As tango fans say, they can make dancers polish the floors. And the cosmopolitan city, opposite to the one that keeps the flavor of the old neighborhoods and resists the invasion of multitudes, is clearly reflected by the tangos of Aníbal Troilo and Astor Piazzolla. There is a vast bibliography analyzing in detail the history of the tango and the authors of lyrics, orchestras, and singers, and thousands of records that reflect the different periods and styles. Bookstores and music shops dedicate specific sectors to the music of Buenos Aires, but nothing substitutes the feeling provoked by seeing tango dancers, or even more, by the personal experience of dancing such a sensual rhythm. For this purpose, in addition to shows, often offered by theaters, there are places where it is possible to get in direct contact with singers, musicians, and dancers. They are called tanguerias, opened at night, and usually offer dinner, a show, and even the possibility of dancing. During some tours around the city, it is possible to listen to tangos played by independent street musicians, or to dance outdoors at fairs and...
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, hacia el 世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI.
And we bring you now the DX supplement of every week. Before we dive into the heart of South America, we have to look at a place where the airwaves have become a literal lifeline. As of this Monday, March 9, 2026, a formal state of open war has been declared between Pakistan and Afghanistan. When the internet goes dark and borders close, the old-school shortwave radio becomes the only unconquerable bridge of information. This is how civilians in Kabul or Kandahar find out about what's happening on the other side of the mountains. The Battle of the Dial, Pakistan and Afghanistan. In Pakistan, the state broadcaster has ditched music for war transmissions, acting as the voice for the military. If you are turning in from abroad, look for the English or Urdu services, though technical issues in Islamabad mean the signal can be a bit hit or miss lately. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, the voice of Sharia has moved its focus to medium wave. Why? Because in the rugged mountains, the AM signal is almost impossible to block. They are broadcasting 24/7 military mobilizations and tactical instructions on 1107 kHz. To counter this, the Pakistani army has deployed mobile jamming trucks along the border to drown out the Afghan signal with white noise. For those of you looking for independent news in English, international giants like the BBC World Service and the Voice of America, the VOA, have ramped up their broadcasts to the region to ensure the truth gets through the smoke. Let's mention news in Argentina. One of the biggest moves in Buenos Aires this year is the transformation of Now 97.9 FM. It used to be a station where you'd just hear the latest hits, but it has officially evolved into a powerhouse for news and political analysis. It is a sign of our culture. We Argentines love to talk, debate, and stay informed in real time. The musical catalog style is taking a backseat to live raw opinion. And next, we got something about Chile. The beautiful Chilean town of Puerto Montt, and there is a historic radio station there called Radio Reloncaví, which is fighting to stay alive. Despite financial struggles and irregularities from previous managers, the current owners are committed to keeping this local treasure on the air for the community. And further north in Venezuela, the situation is tougher. We've seen several stations like Unica 92.1 FM forced to close recently due to licensing issues, ending nearly 20 years of broadcasting. And finally, a bright spot in Guatemala. A new station called Prensa Libre Radio has launched on 106.5 FM. It is designed for people on the move, perfect for those navigating the busy city traffic who need verified news on their way to work. And this has been this week's edition of the DX Supplement that is produced by Arnaldo Slaen for RAE, Kind 73s.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents Jaime Torres, the magician of the charango. The charango is a little guitar with a very strong sound, an instrument characteristic of the music we call the high plains music. That's to say, high and plain spots in the Andes Mountains at over 4,000 meters above sea level that Argentina shares with Peru, Bolivia, and Chile. A region inhabited by peoples of different ethnics, dedicated mostly to agriculture and cattle breeding for thousands of years so far, and who kept a close contact with the Inca Empire. The Andean region, also known as the Puna, contains a millenary culture that stands out in the color of their fabrics, the taste of their drinks, and the joy of their music. In today's map of the Argentine Republic, the highlands are located in the northwestern side of the country and occupy part of the provinces of Salta and above all, Jujuy, that limits with Chile and Bolivia. And Jaime Torres, the most popular charango player, came from that region, more specifically from Bolivia. Jaime Torres was born in 1938 and grew up in the city of Buenos Aires, where his parents came seeking for better economic possibilities. His father was a cabinet maker and the one who manufactured his first charango when he was still a child. Let's listen to Jaime himself telling us what his childhood was like, his first contact with the instrument that made him famous.
Llegaron a casa un grupo de músicos.
A group of Peruvian musicians came home once. They belonged in one of the first companies that had arrived in Argentina, the Aires de los Andes, Andes Airs, of Moisés Vivanco, integrated by Ima Sumac, one of the most famous singers of Andean music. One of those men, after having played at home, left his charango on the table, and it tempted me to run my fingers over the strings. And I liked it. And I played it again. And I realized that I wanted to play that instrument for good. I don't know why, but we liked each other.
De encontrar una casa donde estar allá en el poderoso conventillo de Viamonte.
The charango is an instrument similar to a small bandurria, or five double strings that play very high-pitched sounds. It's a typical instrument of the Andean folklore, and it was usually made with the carcass of an armadillo called quirquincho. It is used to accompany other instruments such as the quina or flute, the dirk, and the voice. Jaime Torres took the charango to the stardom, above all after having played it in the Creole Mass by Ariel Ramirez in 1964. The interpreter toured Europe with a group that recorded the Creole Mass. And since that moment, be it as a soloist or as a member of the group, Jaime Torres toured the whole world, taking our folklore music and his virtuoso art across the borders. Let's listen now to Jaime Torres himself as he recalls his experience of the Creole Mass and the success it achieved abroad.
Alemania. Estimo que fue uno de los países donde
I never forget Germany. Although we were very welcome everywhere, from the moment we set foot in Germany, we were pampered all the time. The first important trip to Europe was due to the Creole Mass. Spain, Madrid, how can I forget that? I was hardly coming out of other very happy times in which I had recorded the first disc with Ariel Ramirez, which we had called Folklore in a New Dimension, because it was the merge of the piano with the Creole instrument, the charango, a really odd bug. Everybody remained stunned.
Muy atrevidamente habíamos puesto el nombre de Folklore en Nueva Dimensión, porque era la conjunción del instrumento oculto del piano con el instrumento criollo del charango.
The 60s is known in Argentina as the folklore boom. The native music became fashionable again, with new subjects portrayed in the lyrics written by important poets of the time. The music gets also updated thanks to new instruments and vocal arrangements. Artists such as Mercedes Sosa, Eduardo Falú, Cuchi Leguizamón gained more and more popularity. And it is there that a song became a great hit. A special song, so extraordinary that it exceeded the Beatles' popularity. Let's listen to Jaime Torres himself telling us the story.
Y emerge con todo esto.
And there's the song, The Condor Flies By, which incredibly though climbed above all other success of the time, the Beatles. What else can we say? The Condor Flies By was everywhere. There was a welcome of The Condor Flies By. Despite traveling regularly throughout the world and living in Buenos Aires, it was in the Humahuaca Gorge that Jaime Torres started celebrating the Tantanacuy, a meeting that celebrates the northwestern traditions in our country. There, where Argentina and Bolivia merge in only one land, atop the Andes Mountains, the Tantanacuy gathered the children from the different schools into a large choir for the last 40 years. Other personalities include folklore interpreters, artisans, and poets. The great artistic meeting was held at the premises financed by Jaime Torres himself. Let's listen to his story on how he chose the name, how the cultural center was built, and what were the activities like.
Tantanacuy significa es un vocablo quechua.
The word Tantanacuy is a Quechua word that means meeting each other. And I said to myself, this is the spot, this is the place. There's history alive. We had to face the construction ourselves. Then a group of people started joining us as if it were a fair cause, passions and ideals. All those who had been there in a direct or indirect way had left their souls and their thoughts. We wanted the local children to realize they could do lots of things and stop hiding to play the flute or quina or the cycles. That's why we tried to put all arts together, painting, music, poetry, singing, the work.
Que no hayan de alguna manera, directa o indirectamente, haber puesto el alma.
Jaime Torres lives in the neighborhood of San Telmo in the city of Buenos Aires, close to the Boca Juniors Stadium, the club he's a fan of. He also likes boxing, a sport he even practiced in his youth. Along his life, Jaime Torres knew how to accumulate moments. He played at the Colón Theatre in Buenos Aires, as a soloist accompanied by the Philharmonic Orchestra of Buenos Aires, and, in another opportunity, by the Camerata Bariloche. He also played with Spanish Paco de Lucía, among other great musicians who requested his company. And even if the charango was originally an instrument played only by indigenous groups of the tablelands of our country, with Jaime Torres, it traveled to the world stage. RAI, Argentina to the World, presented Jaime Torres, the magician of the charango. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got time for one more song before signing off, and it's going to be a classic track. With lyrics by Enrique Santos Discépolo. And since we were playing some content about things to do in Buenos Aires City, and one of those things to do is having a cup of coffee at one of the traditional cafes. Let's play a song that speaks exactly about that, about a Buenos Aires cafe called Cafetín de Buenos Aires. Lyrics by Enrique Santos Discépolo. The performances by the late singer, bandoneon player Rubén Juárez.
De chiquilín te miraba de afuera, como a esas cosas que nunca se alcanzan, la ñata contra el vidrio en un azul de frío que solo fue después viviendo igual al mío, como una escuela de todas las cosas. Ya de muchacho me diste entre asombros el cigarrillo, la fe en mis sueños y una esperanza de amor. ¿Cómo olvidarte en esta queja, cafetín de Buenos Aires, si sos lo único en la vida que se pareció a mi vieja? En tu mezcla milagrosa de sabiondos y suicidas, yo aprendí filosofía, dados, timba y la poesía cruel de no pensar más en mí. Me diste en oro un puñado de amigos que son los mismos que alientan mis horas. José, el de la quimera, Marcial, que aún cree y espera, y el flaco Abel, que se nos fue pero aún me guía. Sobre tus mesas que nunca preguntan, lloré una tarde el primer desengaño. Nací a las penas, bebí mis años y me entregué sin luchar. Ay, cómo olvidarte en esta queja, cafetín de Buenos Aires, si sos lo único en la vida que se pareció a mi vieja. Tu mezcla milagrosa de sabiondos y suicidas, yo aprendí filosofía, dados, timba y la poesía cruel de no pensar más en mí.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE in English for Tuesday, March 10, 2026. Our sound technician was Sergio Bosco and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoyed today's program. Join us tomorrow for a new one. Chao, hasta mañana.